You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the B-side. I'm your host, Matt. You can be listening on WGRH.org or 104.9 FM in the greater Easton area. And our phone number is 610-330-5316. As I said, this is the B-side. Welcome back. I'm your host, Matt. I do this every Tuesday at 9. And today, I have a little bit of a theme going on, something that I love even more than music, perhaps, are movies. And so this week, I decided to pick out some of my favorite songs from some of my favorite movies, whether they be musicals or just movies with great soundtracks. And so the first song up is from a movie that came out last summer. It's probably one of my favorite movies of last year. The movie is Baby Driver. If you haven't heard of Baby Driver, it's about a kid named, he's a teenager named Baby, and when he was a kid, he got into an accident, and he has trouble hearing, so he always has like a ring in his ear, and so in order to drown that out, he listens to music, so the whole movie is sort of set to his personal playlist, which is really, really interesting. And so the song I've chosen from Baby Driver is from it is the opening scene, actually, yeah. The movie opens with a cool car chase scene, and so this song is the opening track to the movie. The song is called Bell Bottoms, and it is by the Spencer Blues Explosion. So here it is. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I got to tell you about the fabulous, most groovy Bell Bottom. Bell Bottom. She's got the blues explosion.
Once again, that was Bell Bottoms by the John Spencer Blues Explosion from the movie Baby Driver. Up next, we got a song on... Sorry, I don't know why there's so much feedback. Okay, there we go. I turned down the level. All right. Yeah, so like I said, that was from Baby Driver. If you haven't seen Baby Driver, highly recommend checking it out. Really good soundtrack. Other songs include Harlem Shuffle by Bob and Earl. Let's Go Away for a While by the Beach Boys. Baby by Carl Thomas. And a bunch of other good songs. So, that one's directed by Edgar Wright, who I think that's probably the only movie I've seen by him. But you can tell when watching the movie, he has a really cool style when it comes to combining music and story. So, yeah, once again, Baby Driver. Check it out. Up next, we got a song from We got a song from one of my favorite movies of all time, Back to the Future. Of course, I'm talking about the song The Power of Love, which was recorded for the movie, actually, by Huey Lewis and the News. And if you've seen the movie, which hopefully you have, you know that it's used probably like 3 or 4 times throughout the movie, but it's a great song. So here it is, The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News. course, that was The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News from Back to the Future. Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen Back to the Future, like, what are you doing? Come on, go watch Back to the Future. It's awesome. One of the best classic 80s movies out there, one of my favorites. All three of them are good. I know a lot of people don't like the third one, but I think it's pretty good. It's a lot of fun. And also, if you haven't seen, there's a couple years ago, probably like 2 or 3 years ago, Netflix put out a documentary called Back in Time, which is not necessarily about the making. It goes a little bit into the making of the movies, but it also goes into a lot about like the fans of the movies and people who, a lot of people collect like DeLoreans, which is the car from the movie. Also, there's a town in, like, it's like a tourist attraction town that you can go to somewhere in America where it's a reproduction of the town from the 50s in Back to the Future, and you can go and dress up and see recreations of the scenes from the movies. So yeah, it's pretty cool. So check out the documentary on Netflix. Anyways, next up is, what do I want to play next? So I realized when I was making this playlist, coincidentally, 3 or 4 of the songs I put on there are from Marvel movies, which either shows that I like Marvel movies way too much or that they all have good music, probably a little bit of both. So the first Marvel movie that I'm going to play a song from is from the first volume of Guardians of the Galaxy. Of course, both Guardians of the Galaxy are known for their soundtracks, but I'm going to play the opening track from the first Guardians of the Galaxy, which, if you didn't know, is Come and Get Your Love by Redbone. So here it is. Thank you. Once again, that was Come and Get Your Love by Redbone from the movie Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. Continuing along with the Marvel theme, because why not? I got a song from one of the newest Marvel movies, Thor Ragnarok, which is the third Thor movie, which took quite a different turn than I guess the other Thor movies were. The first ones were sort of, I guess, a little bit dark, but Thor 3 is a lot of fun. Really cool direction they took it in with a lot of colors and music and exciting things like that. And so this song was used a lot in like the trailers and stuff, but was actually featured several times in the movie. This song is Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. So here it is. Once again, that was Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin, which of course is a classic. Next up, I'm taking it back to the 80s for another classic 80s movie, a movie that I admittedly saw probably way too late in my life. I only saw this movie for the first time probably about 2 or 3 years ago. The movie is Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and oddly enough, I remember watching it on probably like a snow day, or maybe I was sick, but I was home from school one day and I was watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So I think that was kind of funny. Maybe that's why I decided to watch it. Anyways, this is the song from the scene where Ferris Bueller is in the parade in New York City, and sort of steals the show. This is the song Twist and Shout by The Beatles. And this one goes out to Leah, who helped me make this playlist before and made me think of this song. So here it is. This is Twist and Shout by The Beatles.
Yeah.
Once again, that was Twist and Shout from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Not originally recorded for that movie, of course, but it featured in the movie. And that is by the Beatles, which, another shout out to Brian. I don't know if you're listening, but I know the Beatles is like your favorite band. So, yeah, shout out to you, Brian. I miss you, bud. Let's see. Next up, we got a song by my favorite band of all time, 21 Pilots. The song is from the Suicide Squad original soundtrack, which all told is not a great movie by any means. It's actually a pretty bad movie, but pretty good soundtrack with the likes of obviously 21 Pilots and Kalani's on there. Eminem is on there. Panic at the Disco is on there doing a cover of Bohemian Rhapsody, which I will be playing in a few weeks when I do a cover episode, because I'm making that playlist now. But this song is Heathens, and it is from by 21 Pilots from the movie Suicide Squad, used in the credits, which is like the only good part of that movie because the movie is pretty bad. But great song, great single they put out. It's really their last single they put out before their hiatus, which they're on now. So they haven't put out a lot of new music in a while, and it's been pretty much a year and a half. They did a few like covers of some other songs and some redos of their older songs, but this is the last original song they've released since the summer of 2016, so almost a year and a half. So hopefully they'll put out some new music soon, but still a great song, still listening to it, and here it is. This is Heathens by 21 Pilots.
Smell your intentions. You laughing on the freak show sitting next to you. You laugh some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know.
Once again, that was Heathens by 21 Pilots from the movie Suicide Squad. Quick shout out to my friend Alessia from high school who's tuning in. Thank you very much. That's awesome. Yeah, thank you. Let's see. Next up is a song that, this one goes out to my mom, actually. It's her favorite band. It is AC/DC. And what I believe is her favorite AC/DC song, actually, Shoot to Thrill. It's from, I mean, it was recorded before this movie, but AC/DC did the original soundtrack for the second Iron Man movie. And so this is from that soundtrack, and it was in the movie. So this is Shoot to Thrill, excuse me, by AC/DC. Shoot to Thrill by AC/DC from Iron Man 2. Let's see. So the last song from a Marvel movie, for the most part, is that I'm going to play tonight is a song from the newest Marvel movie, the Marvel movie making all of the headlines now. Of course, I'm talking about Black Panther. I saw it again this weekend for a second time. It's fantastic. Everyone go out and see it. And has a great soundtrack, done by Kendrick Lamar. A few weeks back, I played the song All the Stars, which is the title track off of the album. But this is the song Pray For Me, which is featuring The Weeknd, and it actually is one of the few songs that actually appears in the movie, and it's in the, without spoiling anything about the movie, it's in the casino scene, and it's really great. And here it is, This is Pray For Me by Kendrick Lamar and The Weeknd. Hope you like it.
You, I fight myself, I fight God, just tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorsteps. Life and living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta be.
Pray for me. Take my pain.
Once again, that was Pray For Me by The Weeknd and Kendrick Lamar from the Black Panther original soundtrack. Next up is a song, I guess I lied when I said that that was the last Marvel song, because this is technically a Marvel movie. You will see the Marvel opening red screen at the beginning of the movie, but it is not your traditional Marvel movie. The movie is Big Hero 6, which was it's the first Disney animated Marvel movie, and it's a lot of fun. I don't think it's quite as good as some of the other Disney movies, but as sort of a superhero fan, it's really cool to see Marvel using some of its older, lesser known properties and making them fun movies. And this is the song that one of my favorite bands, Fall Out Boy, recorded for the movie, which is the song Immortals. And here it is. Once again, that was Immortals from Fall Out Boy, from the movie Big Hero 6. Continuing right along with the Disney theme, we have a song from one of my favorite classic Disney animated movies. The movie is Big Hero 6. No, sorry, I just did Big Hero 6. I'm reading the wrong thing here. The movie is Lilo and Stitch. And this is the song Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride. So here it is.
I'd rather be.
Once again, that was Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride by M. Kylie Huamalu and the Kamehameha School Children's Chorus. Unfortunately, that was the last song for tonight because I have to get running. But thank you for joining me here on the B-side. My name is Matt. You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been the B-side. Tune in next week. Not really sure what I'm going to be playing next week, but hopefully, I think I'm not going to do a theme next week. I think I'll just play some stuff that I've been listening to because I've heard a lot of songs in the past week that I'm like, that I want to play in the show. So that'll probably be next week. But once again, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week on the B-side.